So sometimes when I come across a behavior, right, that's like, should I change this? How should it change? What should it be instead? What should it change into? What are my options? What are the scenarios? And I start analyzing all that information. Sometimes I land on the same behavior, but what I think is like a cleaner version of it, because I want to believe that because it's coming from a cleaner place, it'll be taken differently. And being a magician, I'm used to doing what is needed to give the audience what it is I'm wanting to give them, you know, the hell of the experience. So I might want to crack a certain joke, or I may want a specific timing to a performance, but slowing it down or speeding it up gets me better reactions. So I'm gonna go with that instead, you know, even though I wanted a certain timing initially. And the whole performance is that way. The same thing with people, right? Sometimes the willingness to play the role that's needed for something bigger and greater than yourself, something more important than you, can be viewed as like this beta male fucking like weak thing. And if you're in a room with toxic males that look for opportunities like that, you can get into this game where you're one-upping each other and you're checking each other and, you know, all that crap starts.
Like the
Depending on
kinds
how.
of things, like to when toxic males are hanging out together, like all the little things that they do
Yeah,
naturally that just come naturally. Ugh.
yeah. Yeah. Like, there's a subtle way, like, some, not all men are so, what's the word, abrasive when it comes to what they call talking shit to each other.
Yeah, they're more subtle about it.
Yeah, very subtle, but it's still there, you know?
Uh-huh.
And you could tell, it's like, you could tell which men are hiding behind this facade of joking just to get that kind of shit in, you know?
Yeah.
And that was the bullshit that I was tired of, because I noticed when I was in a room with healthy males, and in this context, a healthy male is a man in a healthy relationship with a healthy woman, okay? I have found that the situation works best where, instead of trying to one-up each other, your manliness, your beingness, right? The way you show up as a person and the things you do that, you know, make you a man, help the other men do the same. You know, I'm not, I love to barbecue, but I'm not like a barbecue freaking whiz. I'm
Connoisseur,
not some
yeah, or
connoisseur of smoking this and indirect heat that and spin it this way.
expert,
Like, no, hey man, buy some meat, throw it on the grill, let's eat. You know? But I have friends that are, so when I'm there, am I gonna try to YouTube and Google a bunch of shit? No, I'm gonna try to do shit to help them look like more of a fucking connoisseur of
And then
shit.
even
Like,
learn a
dude,
few things while
yeah,
you're
I'd be like, dude,
there.
let me help you prep and shit. Let me do this,
Yeah.
that. So all you have to worry about is this, you know?
It's about supporting and
Yeah,
lifting each other up.
exactly. You know, like if I had like athlete, like I'm not, I thank you for telling me I have an athletic build. But I, for me, sports and seeing like those athletic kids and adults do crazy things, I like that. So if it's like, dude, if you need me to be the dummy whose ankles you break just so you can show me your crossover, like, I'll be there for you
Oh
know?
God,
I'll
you
be
don't
the
want to be
def
that guy. You
I'll
don't
be the
want to be
def
the
I'm
guy
not gonna
that
do it
breaks
in
his
front of I'm
ankle.
not gonna do it in front of a bunch of people watching me, but on the court, me and you practicing, trying to learn something. Yeah, man, you know, do your thing. I wanna know what greatness looks like so I can copy that. You know, I want you to be great. I wanna be surrounded by it. Because
That's like an
greatness
extreme
begets,
example.
yeah,
Yeah,
be
but yeah.
greatness begets greatness. But even on a smaller scale, if we were just barbecuing and one guy was a fucking guitarist, he plays that shit, I'm not gonna grab the guitar, play a few strums that I know, and then try to steal the conversation. It's gonna be like, hey, dude, what kind of music do you like to play? And then I'm gonna try to work the room in that direction with them. Like, you know, try to set the stage for them. Like, badass, bro, that was so cool how you fucking did it, you know? But I don't know, maybe because you're still searching for something as a single man and you don't know what that is yet, it comes out in all these bass-ackwards ways, you know? It's how we get along. We just fucking put each other down. We break each other down emotionally and subtly, psychologically, as a way to show our respect and love for each other.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's
Oh, that
a
sounds very interesting, everybody. Thank you, but no thank you. I'd rather be a homebody, you know? I'd rather do what we do. For sure. And
And the cool thing is there are men that healthy men that aren't necessarily in relationships that
oh yeah, they're out
also
there.
don't do that, you
Yeah,
know,
no, they're
don't
out
play
there.
that stupid bullshit.
For
I
sure.
think more and more men are
And
starting
it's
to see these things that you described, that would describe the quote unquote toxic male. And now, you know, y'all are redefining. You're just finding your way without that stuff from the past that's no longer really serving you or relationships or the women of the world, because now y'all see how much we need y'all, you know, and so y'all need to be healthy to be able to help us, like, I guess, reset the world in such a way that's not so angry.
Forceful.
Yeah, no. Less force, more source.
Yeah.
Love, more love, less fear.